Prologue. Santa Cruz de Tenerife, Spain, 1712. A scream sent him into motion. Adolfo Suarez raced up the face of La Gomera, sure his son was seriously injured. He bounded deftly over the volcanic rocks, focused on not catching his sandals. There was no helping his son if he too were injured. Halfway up the summit, his fatigued legs forced him to stop and find rest under the ancient umbrella of a dragon tree. While trying to satisfy his oxygen-starved lungs with fitful gulps of the foul, sulfur-filled air, he took in the world's surreal textures. Besides being colorless, like a charcoal drawing, it was soundless, not unlike a dense snowfall. Gray ash, instead of flecks of snow, quietly floated down from the murk, spotting the landscape. He glared over his left shoulder to examine its origin. Only the thick plume of La Palma's volcano was visible now, an unending boiling geyser belching ash from the depths. The townspeople blamed the eruption on God, saying that they were being punished for the sins of their past. Adolfo knew it wasn't a vengeful God. Evil was at the root of all of this, and it was getting worse. In the week since the eruption, the looming clouds thickened with each passing night. Daily, the sun's life-giving warmth was quelled by this cloak, and the skies grew more violent with darker shades of crimson each afternoon. He caught a glimpse of several sheep by his granero, the only building up on the hill. They had spread out from their normal confines, now testing the furthest reaches of his vast property. Sheep preferred to remain together for safety and not spread apart. A tortured screech and several sheep dashed below him, not even slowing down as if he wasn't there. They always stopped to gather around their shepherd. Puzzled by this, he carefully studied them as they scurried along the well-trodden path, then around a corner into one of the two caves on his property. They disappeared inside. However odd and troubling this was, he thanked his good fortune. At least those animals would be easier to gather. Bleating pulled Adolfo's attention once again back toward his granero. Above this, an undulating cloud of black dots fell from the sky, disappearing behind the building. Then, the cloud rose again, where it clung to the air for barely a second and then tumbled downward. The chaotic dots then circled back to some unseen spot behind the building. Movement to his right. A winged shape emerged from the gray gloom, black and angular, bright red eyes. It flapped furiously, arched, and then dropped onto the back of a frantic sheep, which cried a labored bleat and burst past him. Its normal coat of alabaster, his flock's wool was well known throughout the region, was covered with tawny splashes. The winged shape rode on its back like death bridling a horse of the apocalypse. It lifted its head and shrieked back at him. Something fibrous hung from its orange beak. Adolfo gaped, dumbfounded. Then he understood. The shapes, the clouds, these were Cuervo Negro, a black raven common around the island. Except their normally coordinated flights and wonderfully sinuous formations were erratic, almost angry. There were more shrill cries coming from behind the building. He ran again to the sounds of his distressed animals. Making no connection to the birds, he became sure that one of the neighbor's mad dogs was attacking a few of the wandering herd. It had already happened twice this week. He clutched his staff, getting ready to wield it against the attacking perro. There'd be no warning this time. He'd beat the devil out of the animal and demand payment for his injured or killed sheep. Adolfo arrived breathless just off the side of his granero and was once again frozen in his steps. What he witnessed stupefied him. For the first time, fear raced up his spine, faster than a cold December chill.